mantra that you don't dip into your reserves. And so it kind of gives you pause.
Mm-hmm. Any further discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell? Howell? Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Now we're 13B, right?
13B, yes. The new 13B.
Which is the new 13B.
Yes.
Oh, okay, D like in Delta?
Yes.
No, B is... B. No, B. B is in...
Beta?
Wait a second.
Okay.
No, it's... 13, it was the old 13B.
But it's now 13D.
E.
E?
Oh, okay.
E.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, whatever. Maybe it next is, time we'll proposed resolution number 102-18-1394, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing the DAF system as a solution for the water treatment plant capital improvement project and associated funding plan.
Move to approve resolution number 02-18-1394, approving dissolved air flotation system at the solution for the water treatment plant capital improvement project and association funding plan.
Second.
Been moved and second. Discussion.
Now, I did have a question. It may be an Amber question, but originally, gosh, you guys, if you look on page 9 of 10, the original water fund contribution was $458,000. And the current one is $119,000. My question is, the remainder of that $458,000, is that the monies that we're going to be dedicated to the Forsta filters?
So I thought...
Do you think?
I think the $458,000 is an AADEC grant loan.
Well, okay, it says Borough Water Fund Reserves.
Am I?
For roofing filters. It's on page 9 of 10 on the supporting documents.
Oh, my...
Yeah. I was just wondering, do we still have funds in there for the Forsta filters?
I apologize that Amber's not here. She, too, is sick at home.
Oh, so well, that's okay. I was just wondering about the money. Because I see that the amount was reduced by almost that amount.
Oh.
Page 9 of 10.
Okay.
Yeah. 13B.
Ow.
13B.
Oh. Clerk down.
So the fund reserves had been reduced from $458,000 to $119,000, if my memory serves me correct. So I have no idea how much those Forsta filters are.
So,
going to cost.
I do not recall clearly enough to give you a good answer, but okay. I can report back.
Okay.
I will make a note to do that, Assemblymember Gilbert. I'm sorry I can't
answer
that
question. No, that's fine.
Yeah.
So a couple of things. In our workshop, we had asked about sending the water person out to look at a plant that was functioning, and I know that we hadn't had an opportunity to
not
do that
yet. No.
My understanding is if we approve this tonight, we would still have the option if some new input came in that said, hey, this is not the right direction for us. We would be able to back up and move away from it. Or once, if we approve this tonight, are we bought into this plant?
So we have the ability, up until essentially we sign a contract with somebody, we approve a contract with a contractor to not do this project. The implication, the only other significant problem, I guess I would say, is that EDA has been very clear with us that if we submit a grant application and are awarded grant funds and then don't do that project because we decide we're going to do something else, that EDA money, which was in the Alaska pot of funding, would be returned to a national pot of funding and would be taken away from another Alaska recipient. And so they have said, if you don't know what you're doing, don't submit. So we are in the process of putting that application together right now, but there is time. I just to do due diligence, have a couple of options for some what I would call red flag reviews, to have some other folks just take a look at what CRW did and say, we don't see any red flags here. That would make me, and I think all of us, feel just a little bit better, because this is technology that isn't being used in very many other places, especially not here in the state. And so even though the timing of that has not happened as swiftly as I would like, I believe there is still time to get those red flag reviews done and then pull the plug or put a stop to this before we get into what I would say is trouble with a granting agency if one of the reviewers says, whoa, I got a big, huge problem here and we need to talk. So.
David. The other thing is, where we talked about sending Wayne to look at a plant and all that stuff, I'm kind of afraid, it's kind of like a little boy with a new toy, you know. I mean, is Wayne, do we need to send somebody to this plant also with him that has a different perspective of what they're looking at? I mean, I don't want Wayne to go there, well, yeah, it works great because it's a new toy. You know, I get a brand new plant. You know, I want to know what we're getting into. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Kind of like what happened with the existing one.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, 20 years ago, or what, 25 years ago, everyone said, yeah, that's going to work great, you know, and 3 years later, we're going like, holy cow, this is not what we thought.
I think my hope is that these alternative folks I'm sending stuff to,
okay,
would be able to give us a red flag review, more than maybe somebody on site going with them.
Okay.
To see. I mean, if the kind of review that you're talking about, Assemblymember Powell, would probably be us hiring a different water engineer and sending that person with Wayne to go check that out and have that person say, yes, I think this technology works, and in the application that Wrangell is going to be using it in, it works great. Okay. That's what I think you would be asking for, and that would. I'm not opposed to it, but that would be a significant cost, and what we would be doing is asking that engineer to review everything that CRW has done and then take a trip to go look at this type of plant someplace else. And so I'm hopeful that I will have an engineer or a couple of them to be able to review what CRW has done and raise any red flags from an engineering perspective based on the documentation they are being provided, rather than having to go on a visit right now.
Well, I'd rather, I mean, we're talking about spending $9 million. So when you say a lot of cost, I should say.
Not comparatively.
Exactly.
Let's see if we can get it done with a review of the documentation first.
Drew, you have some?
I would like to ask for the names of the other communities be supplied to the assembly members that are currently using this system. I've been told that there's several in BC. I'd like to know where in BC they're being used. I am really nervous about this.
I am too.
And this could be a real make or break project for us. And I'm just very nervous.
It's a 40-year financial commitment.
It is a 40-year financial commitment.
And it's a rate increase. let's no bones about it. It's going to mean a rate increase.
So if we blow this, we are imperiling the next, you know, 20 years of assemblies with dealing with what we do wrong. So I think for my comfort level, I want to be able to feel relatively assured that this technology is working. We know it works very well in Europe because that's where it was started, but I only know of limited amounts of, like I've been told and what I can read, there's a few applications in Canada, and I don't know why we chose this particular system when nobody else in Southeast is using it and they have similar water to ours. So that's what worries me. I really want to feel comfortable with that.
Okay.
And I really want to understand what is the potential for problems down the road.
Well, it's even worse than what you stated because it's a 40-year commitment, but the average lifespan is 20 to 25 years.
We looked into that, and the lifespan issue was dealt with.
And in how? What way?
That in discussions I have had with staff and those that have been had with the engineers is that the lifespan is longer, up to the 40-year mark, but obviously there have to be investments in maintenance along the way.
And probably replacement of parts and so
of course,
forth.
Things are going to wear out. Okay. Yep.
Okay.
How was the decision for this particular system made? On what grounds? Was it an increase in volume? Was it an increase in water quality? Was it a decrease in maintenance, facility costs? What were the criteria that were used to determine this particular system over, like Mr. Prasunka said, other systems used in the Southeast Alaska region?
So there were a number of different things looked at, and the determination that was made by our engineers is it is water volume, one, also water quality as well, two, and three, cost of the project compared to other things.
So this is less involved. The cost of the initial project is less for this type of system than other types used regionally?
Specifically less than a revitalization of our existing system, redoing what we currently have.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I wish Amber was here, actually. The direct comparison to other systems in places in Southeast Alaska, I don't think was done. They looked at alternatives based on what the specifically the turbidity of our water, the quality of our water coming out of the reservoirs, and the amount of treatment that needed to take place to that. They looked at a variety of different treatment options, and this was the recommendation that was made, given the type of our water.
I think also operating cost was way lower than
yes.
what we have right now.
Thank you.
The
yes.
intensive.
Yes.
Yeah. Operation and maintenance would be somewhat more.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Is there any reason that we can't postpone this until the next meeting when we do have a chance to sit and talk with Amber? Is there some type of movement?
We have to get a grant application in, but I obviously don't want to force that issue if the assembly is not.
What's the deadline of the grant?
There isn't a hard and fast deadline, but it's as soon as possible. I know that may sound funny. I don't mean it to be. They're sort of holding money for us, and if we're not going to get something in very short order, they're going to take those funds and ask other people to apply.
Your conversations with Amber, what has been your take on this? I'm assuming you've had substantial conversations with Amber.
The entire assembly has had substantial conversations with Amber and the consultants. Yes. Yep. I think at the work session that we had, staff, both Amber and Wayne, are in favor of moving forward with this solution. However, it was very clear at that work session, when the question was asked about this technology being used in other places, when the answer from the consultants was not, oh, well, it's being used in 72 other places in Alaska or even 6 other places in Alaska, wasn't the answer. There was growing concern from the assembly about that. So it not being what I would consider proven technology regionally has everybody a little spooked.
One of my major concerns is that we actually have a series of issues for our water. And so one of them is production of clean water. And another one of them is our catchment area, with the raw area that we have to catch water. And then our containment of our raw water is an issue. And so we have multiple issues. And, working off of my memory of 20 years, I remember a lot more times where we've had issues with not enough water versus production of water. Now, recently we've had production of water issues. So my fear is that we commit to $9 million to produce more water while not potentially addressing our volume, our ability to have water available to make clean water. And if we were, the other factor in this is that we have a dam issue. My understanding is we're number two in the state for the worst dam.
That's correct.
In the entire state, our dam is the worst. There's only one better. Who is that?
One worse, and that's one in worse. Seward.
Well, I look at it as sort of a competition. I'd like to.
Yeah, we don't want to be number one on that.
So that we have this potential problem with the dam as well. And so we're committing a great deal of funds to deal with the production side of things, and I want to make sure that's the right avenue that we're moving towards.
And on top of that, Mayor, on top of that, we've got a problem with summer production of water, and that we have to act on very quickly, or else we're not going to have enough water for our seafood processors. So it is a multifaceted problem, and what do you tackle first? And
okay, so I know this is going to be a weird analogy, but in teaching science, one of the things I talk about a lot is conservation with my students, energy conservation and so forth, but it seems like it's very applicable here. As Prasanga was saying, it seems like we're jumping on the production. Let's make more when, like he said, we don't necessarily have more to make. What we maybe need to do is concentrate a little bit on our conservation of water in the community, how we're handling it, maybe, like you said, the catchment, the supply and everything. And as we work on the conservation, maybe our supply demand, supply problem might somewhat resolve itself.
Well, just historically, Assemblymember Larrabee, in the last 2 years, we have implemented an amazing conservation plan that staff put together, and our processors have done amazing work to decrease the amount of fresh water by switching over to salt. Wherever possible, they've invested a lot in that infrastructure. The only place where I'm still pushing is I'd love to see some type of metering program, and only because, as I was reading your report, we had an issue where we actually had a line break. There was an issue with a line break. We're losing thousands of gallons of water down a creek. We assumed that it was the residents of the community burning through more water because we don't meter at the residents. So if we had been metering at the residents, we would know in that first cycle that our metered water at our residents had not increased. That means we have a line issue between the plant and the residents. Although I'm surprised that in that scenario, we did not see static inflow to our sewage treatment plant, that we would have been able to say, we're not seeing more water run through the sewage treatment plant, so that must mean a line break. So I don't know how they meter what's coming in, and I wouldn't want to know, to be honest with you. But so these, we've been doing that. The meters, unfortunately, we're waiting for some pricing or some more information on that.
So I did, I'm sure none of you saw this. Was able to finally send out an email late today. It was probably about 5:20 or so that I sent that out, that the Public Works Director had prepared. She had sought some information from Petersburg, and I got it out to you guys far later than I anticipated today. So please take a look at that. Anyway, when you have time, Assemblymember Prasanka and I have had conversations about conservation, about metering, and I wholeheartedly agree with the conservation approach. The concern that I have is we need to do something different with our production. And we don't have the luxury of enough money to do everything. And if we implement a metering system, and that doesn't have to be the only conservation options that we look at. In fact, the public works director, even though she was sick today, she was working from her couch and emailed me a memo that she had given to the interim city manager last summer about conservation incentives, encouraging people to install low flow toilets and getting a rebate for that, high efficiency washing machines, shower head aerators and things like that, so that if we worked with the community to reduce their consumption. So I understand that there are a number of different ways that we can institute conservation methods. My fear is that if we hesitate, and this is very hard for me to say when we're talking about $9 million and something that is going to put us into a 40-year debt scenario, if we hesitate, our funding goes away, and then we potentially can't afford this solution in the future, even in the near future. And if we spend the money on metering and we still need a production, we still need to implement a production solution, then we don't have enough money to do it. So the quagmire is sucking me in with this stuff, and I wish I had a better answer for you with regard to that. I don't want the assembly to approve something that you are not comfortable with. If you want us to come back with more information and postpone this, we can. We are swiftly, like I said, reaching the deadline for EDA grant funds, and that's to the tune of $2 million. And if that goes away, the project goes away entirely. So, and I liken grant funds to a coupon. Just because you have a coupon doesn't mean you should buy what that product is. So don't get me wrong. I'm not saying let's spend $9 million just to get two when we don't need it. But
infrastructure.
Is it infrastructure horizon from the feds? Is there any? I know that Senator Murkowski spoke quite passionately about that when she was up in Juneau, that they want shovel ready to go, because her feeling was that money would be relatively imminent.
They're talking about bringing earmarks back, as I understand
right.
it. And the president, you know, has talked about releasing this infrastructure bill, but I understand, you know, the word on the street with that is that the vast majority of the pressure for that is going to be borne by states and municipalities, and that they want to see public-private partnerships. And I'm not saying that that's not possible, but I don't know what kind of investment the private sector might be willing to make into a water solution here. As Assemblymember Prezonka mentioned, they have already made significant investments to be able to reduce water consumption on their end. So, you know, bringing more money to the table for the municipal side of that solution, I don't know what that interest would be.
How soon can you get a second opinion, basically, on this plan? What are you looking at?
It's probably going to take a couple of weeks, would be my guess.
Could we have a special meeting if we need to? I just would love to hear somebody say thumbs up. I just received some information that Port Hardy and Salt Spring Island, which is in British Columbia, just on the west coast of British Columbia, which my guess would have similar water to ours.
Port Hardy certainly, I think, would.
Yeah. So I mean, that's nice to hear that we're talking about communities. Andrew Scambler texted me that, so I appreciate that from him.
And did he have any information about it? Just the locations?
I don't want to be texting, don't worry, but I do. He obviously is listening in, so here's a little shout out to Andrew Scambler and his family.
Is that going to, when you're talking like this grant's got to get in there, I mean, is 2 weeks, we're talking 2 weeks is too late too?
I don't know the answer to that. Let me find out, and if, you know, there's an emergency, we'll pull you guys back together and have you vote.
I'd like to have that happen then.
You said that EDA, the grant, that if we chose a system and applied for the grant and later decided that that system was not correct for our location, that we would then lose that grant money?
That's correct. And not only would we lose that grant money, but the EDA pot for Alaska would be shrunk by that amount. And so the other thing that I will tell you is the part of this funding formula, as you can see, is a USDA loan and grant. That USDA loan and grant are for the DAF plant. So if we decide not to do this, that goes away as well, and we would have to reapply. The same issue does not hold true as for a loss of funding for the Alaska part of USDA, but we would lose that grant and loan package, and whatever we decide for a solution in the future, we would have to go through the entire reapplication process.
As we have that volume of money hanging on this, we've already invested a substantial amount of time into the research of this system. Can we say yes, contingent on a second opinion?
That's entirely up to you guys.
I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that. I would rather, if we have to have a special meeting, yeah. I would rather you call one and we meet again.
Because that removes...
It also removes
us from that final decision, because there may be other input points on that we may want to consider.
So we will move you. We will need you to move to postpone.
I so do.
Until the next.
Discussion's not over yet here for a second.
No, okay.
I would just say that, I mean, this is a $9 million project, mm-hmm. and if we can get second opinions, I want it like on the top of it. I mean, I want this person. If you find out in 3 or 4 days that there's thumbs up or thumbs down, I want to have a special meeting quickly, and so that you guys can get your grant process done.
Okay.
I don't want to wait, 2 weeks. If you know this, know something's in 4 days, I don't want to wait 2 weeks for a meeting.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to get that opinion in that short time.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, if you did, I'm not proposed to have a special meeting rather quickly.
Is it okay with you guys if a special meeting needs to happen while I'm out of town that it gets called, so long as I've provided appropriate information, and I know that Amber and the staff can take care of it?
Yes.
So I would need a motion to postpone.
Second.
I moved to postpone.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to go and postpone this item. Any discussion on that motion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Persanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Now, since it's been postponed, we don't need to.
The motion that you just voted on is to postpone. The other one is on hold.
Gone, right?
It's on hold.
Mm-hmm.
It's on hold. And then when the special meeting comes up, that motion will be in front of you. And so you can decide what you want to do with it then.
Mayor Jack, could I...